This is Mike Pesca in Houston, where on Saturday night, after Butler earned a place in their second consecutive finals, one reporter turned to another and said if they win it on Monday, it'll be the biggest sports story since the Miracle on Ice. Now, it won't be the biggest upset. The University of Connecticut is only a modest favorite, but we all know the lore around Butler, the cast-off kids who were lightly recruited by the big-time schools, the small campus, the cerebral coach. They're in the words of Butler student Chris Clark.
I still think we're America's team.
I found some other undergrads hanging out in Houston who admitted to rooting for the Bulldogs.
Did you watch last year's national championship game?
Yeah, I did.
Who were you rooting for?
I was rooting for Butler.
I was rooting for Butler because it was the underdog.
Yeah, I was going for Butler and the underdog.
Those, in case you didn't guess, were all UConn players. Benjamin Stewart, the last one there, was asked to make the case for UConn to a 10-year-old from Erie, Pennsylvania, which is halfway between Indianapolis and Connecticut's home of stores. This 10-year-old needs a team. Why should he root for UConn?
I don't see why you wouldn't root for us.
Left unaddressed was one reason why a lot of college basketball fans are not fans of UConn. Some think their coach, Jim Calhoun, is tyrannical. But his players all love him, and even Calhoun showed a softer side yesterday. He told me he loves Broadway musicals. He's seen In the Heights 3 times. And he roots for underdogs, like, say, Butler. Calhoun says he'd love to see a smaller school win the national championship.
I think if it starts around 2012, 2013, it'd be a wonderful thing.
Of course, he demands that other schools do their winning on his timetable. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Houston.